It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the state's Department of Corrections has reached a settlement in a lawsuit over conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons. A reporter gives us the details coming up. First, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple's celebration. In a 7-2 decision handed down this morning, the court ruled that the state of Colorado violated the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause when it said that baker Jack Phillips had violated the state's public accommodations law. However, because the court based its decision on how the state's Civil Rights Commission treated the baker, it may not set a precedent in other cases. According to the decision written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, the commission showed a clear and impermissible hostility, quoted there, toward Phillips' sincere religious beliefs. He also said Colorado lawmakers are free to enact anti-discrimination laws when they believe a particular group is being discriminated against. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote a dissenting opinion. She said the comments of one or two members of the state's Civil Rights Commission shouldn't override a lower court's ruling siding with the couple, Charlie Craig and David Mullins. Lydia Wheeler is a legal and regulatory affairs reporter with The Hill. Lydia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Lydia, I think a lot of people are watching this case thinking this was going to decide things one way or another when the right to same-sex marriage collides with the right of people based on religious preferences not to provide these services. It did not do that, did it?
That's right. I think a lot of people saw that or thought that this would be kind of a big landmark ruling either for gay rights or against gay rights. LGBT rights advocates feared that if the court ruled in favor of the baker, that it would give businesses a license to discriminate against gay people. But the court didn't go that far here. And that's what's so interesting, is that they said that we don't really have to reach those First Amendment claims that the baker had asked for the court to side with him on. And they said instead, we're going to look at the way the Civil Rights Commission, which first heard this dispute, we're going to look at the way that they treated him. And in writing the majority opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy said that at least one commissioner on the seven-member panel had disparaged his religious beliefs, calling them despicable, and that another had compared them to defenses of slavery in the Holocaust. And he said basically that there was an inherent bias on the commission, and that Jack Phillips, this baker, didn't get a neutral adjudication.
That means that this particular ruling doesn't necessarily provide precedent unless there's another case where another state's civil rights commission behaves in a similar way. Is that right?
That's right. So this case is very specific only to the facts of this case. But what's interesting is because they didn't resolve these kind of larger claims of religious liberty and that this kind of leaves the door open, at least some are saying, for kind of other cases to kind of come up through the pipeline that also challenges the same thing. And there's actually a case already out of the state of Washington that's kind of waiting in the wings. There's a flower shop in the state that refused, a florist refused to make a floral arrangement for a same-sex wedding and then was sued by the state's attorney general. And she's asked the court to hear her appeal since the lower courts ruled against her and had said that she had discriminated against this couple. So the cases are almost identical. The only difference between the two is that that case didn't go before a civil rights commission. So there's not the facts in this case. There's not that opportunity there for, you know, the other side to say, or for them to say, you know, these commissioners had a bias against me or didn't provide kind of a neutral enforcement of the law, as that was the claim in the Masterpiece Cake case.
Do we have a sense of when this flower case might end up at the being accepted by the U.S. Supreme Court?
Right. So it was, they asked the court last year, I think in July, to hear this appeal. The court hasn't done anything with it yet. It was put on there. The justices sit for conferences, usually weekly, and they decide which cases they're going to add to their docket for the following term. And it's been relisted for this Thursday for their conference then. So we'll see. Maybe because they issued the ruling in the Masterpiece Cake case today, that might give them, you know, a strong footing to decide whether or not they should hear this particular appeal. They could grant it, and then they could also deny it. They could say, you know, there isn't this issue of the way anybody, you know, the enforcement of the law as there was in the Phillips case, and so we don't feel like there's any dispute we need to resolve. Or they could decide to take the case, and then kind of we're back to square one next term and kind of handling these same issues.
Lydia Wheeler is with us, legal and regulatory affairs reporter at The Hill, looking at this U.S. Supreme Court ruling on a Colorado baker, a same-sex couple, LGBT rights, and religious freedom. The Supreme Court ruled with the baker, but not in a way that necessarily sets a precedent for a lot of other cases. And Lydia, there have been headlines out there, Supreme Court in a narrow ruling. It's a 7-2 ruling, and some people said, wait, that doesn't sound narrow. The narrow means the interpretation, the precedent here, not the numbers, right?
That's correct. A 7-2 ruling, it seems expansive, but really when you get down into the weeds and actually read what they're saying here and how what they base their decision on, it's actually very narrow. They're saying that we're only basing our decision on the way that the Civil Rights Commission treated this baker, Jack Phillips, in enforcing the law. We're not going to go as far as to give him what he wanted, which the opposing side says was a license to discriminate against same-sex couples and refuse to make custom cakes for their weddings. So it looks broad in the numbers, but it's actually a very narrow decision. For this reason, that's why there's some disparity between what each side is saying. So the ACLU, which represented the baker, is, kind of going, this is a relief. The court refused to go that far and give, the baker what he wanted and discriminate and give him this license to discriminate. But then on the other side, Jack Phillips' attorneys at Alliance for Defending Freedom are also kind of hailing this as a victory, because they're saying, wait, the court didn't have to go that far because the commission treated him so badly, but, maybe they would have. And they're saying that because the decision was 7-2, that's a win for them, and that these issues will come before the court at a later time, and this ruling could pave the way for that.
Right, and since this ruling didn't go that far, that doesn't mean they didn't talk about those issues, right, in the various opinions and I think sub-opinions. Some of the justices addressed those free speech and discrimination issues, did they?
That's right. So actually, that was something that, Justice Kennedy actually noted. He basically said that, he was careful to say that anti-discrimination laws are still lawful. He said that, in ruling in favor of the baker, that he has to be careful as not to go so far as to give other businesses the ability to discriminate against gay couples. He made several references to that. But also, some of the other justices weren't kind of on board with that thinking. Justice Clarence Thomas, who is the leading conservative on the court, he issued a concurring opinion, siding, with the decision to reverse the lower court ruling. But he said that he would have given Phillips this win. He would have said, actually, Jack Phillips, your cakes are an expression of religion, and that is protected by the First Amendment.
We don't know at this point, based on what the various justices wrote, how they would rule if they took up another case, say like that flower one you mentioned from Washington. Some have tipped their hand, clearly. Some have not.
Right, that's clear. It's not entirely sure that they could get Kennedy on board for that one. Justice Kennedy is the swing vote on the court, and he feels strongly about protections for LGBT people. He was the one who cast the deciding vote in 2015 in the same-sex marriage case. And he was very careful here to say that, I'm only ruling this way in favor of the baker because the commissioners, on the state civil rights commission acted so badly. They said things that they weren't supposed to. And he said that this baker, Jack Phillips, didn't get kind of a neutral proceeding here, and that, that yes, there are laws in the state that can protect LGBT people, but they have to be enforced in a neutral way. So it's not clear if there isn't that kind of dispute amongst the commission and that kind of behavior in another case, it's not clear that the justices, would rule in favor of, whatever businesses decided to refuse service.
And Lydia, is this something we see from the U.S. Supreme Court sometimes where there's the big dramatic issue, everybody's expecting this definitive ruling to set precedent for everybody else in the country, and the court ends up doing this really narrow thing and says, yeah, we're not quite there on the major precedent yet?
Oh, totally. This happens all the time. You know, the court is also very cautious about its public perception. It doesn't want to be viewed as this body that is making laws. It respects states' rights to do that and Congress's right to enact legislation that accomplishes these goals. So whenever it can, it does look to issue a narrow ruling or leave it to the states or Congress to decide. And that's what some groups have pointed to. The ACLU was quick to say that, you know, hey, this decision, actually, I think it was the Log Cabin Republicans, which is an LGBT rights group on the right, you know, said that this highlights the need for federal anti-discrimination for legislation for LGBT people. So it's pretty common here to see the court try to not only come up with a consensus and get as many justices on one side as they can, but also to kind of tread carefully.
Lydia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Lydia Wheeler, legal and regulatory affairs reporter with The Hill. We talked with her about the U.S. Supreme Court siding with the Colorado baker who refused to make a cake for a same-sex marriage celebration, but not setting precedent for comparable cases around the country.